Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show. 3, 2, 1, boom.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the conversation. It is a not rare opportunity to interview the actual man behind what is known in the PR world as the Tiffany Theory. If you don't know what the Tiffany Theory is, the Tiffany Theory, I'll go ahead and, Chuck, can you read the notable quotable
yes.
to describe, this is the notable quotable from Michael Levine, the most successful, arguably the most successful PR consultant in the history of the planet. He is a guy who's worked with three presidents. He's a guy who's worked with Nancy Kerrigan. He's worked with Cameron Diaz. He's worked with Pizza Hut. He's worked with Nike. And he wrote the Tiffany Theory, which has totally changed the game for PR. And we had a chance to sit down with him and have him break it down for us.
Peel back that onion.
Peel back the onion. But read the notable quotable for us, my friend, before we hop into it.
Whenever I first heard this, years ago when I started working with you, this really connected with me. It makes so much sense, okay?
Yes.
So the Tiffany Theory. If you give someone a present and you give it to them in a Tiffany box,
ooh,
it's likely that they'll believe the gift has a higher perceived value
nice.
Than if you give it to them in a box, in no box or a box of less prestige. That's not because the receiver of the gift is a fool, but instead because we live in a culture in which we gift wrap everything. Our politicians, our corporate heads, our movies and TV stars, and even our toilet paper.
Yes.
Public relations is like gift wrapping.
So Michael Levine breaks down the Tiffany Theory and how he got started in the world of PR.
Well, we have a kind of humorous way of discussing it in our industry, which is to say that advertising is what you pay for and PR is what you pray for. And what that means is that if you take out an ad in Time or Newsweek or People or U.S. News and World Report or USA Today or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, you get a certain cost and the ad has a certain believability by virtue of the fact that it's an ad. On the other hand, if you had a story in the Wall Street Journal or USA Today or the New York Times or the LA Times, its believability would be at a rate of at least 10 to 1, see? Because it would come with the imprimatur or the authority of the Wall Street Journal, USA Today. So I think that is what's underneath the idea that PR, advertising is what you pay for, PR is what you pray for. And today, the world is so cynical. People start with the assumption, they start with guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty, right? And so when you educate your customers about the potential value of your product or service, and you do it through the media, you get a believability that is significantly greater than if you do it with, an advertisement. But if you have a good story, a good message, and you're transparent, you're authentic, and I think you can put forth a message that can be very effective. And with PR, you get it brings forth a kind of credibility that ads don't. What you say about yourself is not nearly as important as what is said about you by others.
How did you get started in the PR business? How did you get started?
All my life as a youth, I had two passions. I was interested in the entertainment industry, and I was interested in politics. So now I'm 17, scared and skinny, dyslexic, no money, no job, no education. I got to figure out what to do. And when you're 18, scared and skinny, I think you come to conclude what I came to conclude, which is Washington is Hollywood for ugly folks. And I come out here. See, I just look stupid, Clay. I just look stupid. I come out here where the pretty people are. And that's how the whole damn thing began.
So in a nutshell, now that you've kind of ascended to the point where you're you know, known as one of the top publicists of all time, one of the top PR guys of all time, you came up with this thing called the Tiffany Theory.
Right.
And the Tiffany Theory, and this is from your book, Guerrilla PR 2.0, which, by the way, I bought about 35 copies of, so I probably made you $35.
I call that 35... decision to purchase 35 copies a good start.
Yeah, I absolutely love your book. But you say here,
guerrilla PR is the most widely used introduction to PR in the world, and it's not because of its brilliance nearly to the degree of its accessibility, which is what you talk about.
Yeah, you really teach the concepts at a third grade level, which my mind can grasp. And you say here, I define what I do as gift wrapping. If you package a bracelet in a Tiffany box, it will have a higher perceived value than if presented in a Kmart box. Same bracelet, different perception. How does this story pertain to small business owners across the country? Let's say I own a plumbing business. How does this apply to me as a small business owner?
Okay. So let's take your question, which is a good one, and let's cut it into some pieces that are bite-sized and that we can think about. Okay. So first of all, I had a problem when I began my career in PR. May I tell you about that?
Absolutely.
First of all, I didn't know how to do PR, and second of all, I didn't know what it was. Other than that, I was in good shape. Right.
Yeah.
So I had to create for myself and for others an understanding of what PR was. And I said that PR is analogous to gift wrapping.
Okay.
And so if I come to visit you today, I come to visit your wife today, and I give her a gift, and I give it to her in a Tiffany box, in her mind, the gift would have a higher perceived value than if I gave it to her in no box or a box of less prestige. Now, the reason that's true is not because your wife is a jackass. It's true because she lives in a culture in which we gift wrap everything. So we gift wrap our politicians and our corporate heads and our movie and TV stars and even our toilet paper.